You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
What's up, gang? And welcome to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, things are a little different here in Studio Havana. We're still technically in Studio Havana, but clearly you can see my co-host and my partner in crime, Aaron Sakai, is not here with me at the moment. That is a very temporary thing. He's been a little bit busy with doing some things, you can see some changes in his life, so he's working on that stuff right now. And but we didn't want to delay the show, and we wanted to get some stuff out to you. So what we're doing today, or what I'm doing today, is what we're going to be calling a mini-sode. I did not come up with that term. I'm borrowing it from one of my favorite podcasts, which is My Favorite Murder. Shout out to any murderinos. And so these mini-sodes, they're going to be quick. Going to be just talking about a specific topic in maybe in a little bit of detail, a smaller topic, and we'll save the big stuff for when I'm back in the main show with Aaron. And so this is going to be the first of I'm sure there'll be mini-sodes all over the place here and there as we need to. So you can kind of see, I wanted to do the view, but the lighting was horrendous for this, so I had to kind of switch it, and I closed the sliding door, and so you can kind of see the beautiful view in the background of Havana, ole and ola. So today's mini-sode, we're going to be talking, see, I keep saying we, I'm so used to just saying we, even though I'm literally the only person here, but anyway, wanted to revisit a topic that Aaron and I covered a while ago on sleep. And the reason why I wanted to bring it back up is because I have found my new favorite podcast. It's called the Huberman Lab. So it's named after this. I believe he is a neurobiologist. So he's a researcher, academic researcher, and what he does in his podcast is he breaks down all these topics, these very important topics like sleep, learning, emotions, and he looks at the science behind it, and then he gives you these actionable resources to help you with that topic. And the best thing is, obviously they're research backed, and he normally will choose free resources, so I love that. So please go and check out Huberman Lab podcast. But so sleep, if you recall, sleep's a big thing for me. I have magic goggles that I wear every night. It's one of those things that is a foundational aspect where if you don't get it quote unquote right, if you don't try to optimize your sleep, it can literally impact every single aspect of your well-being, whether you're talking about productivity at work, whether you're talking about your mood swings, how you learn, how you make decisions, how your health is involved. I mean, we mentioned it in the podcast before, but from my understanding, one of the most effective ways to torture somebody, to get them to cooperate with you, is to deprive them of sleep, because you will literally go crazy and you're heavily influenced once you get to a certain threshold. So sleep is this huge important thing. Most people don't get enough sleep. Most people don't realize what is needed to optimize it. So I just wanted, so again, I suggest you go and look at, listen, or even watch it on YouTube, the podcast from the Huberman Lab. But I wanted to share what he said was the most important thing that you can do, because one of the main thing you want to do is you're trying to lock in and get your circadian rhythm correct, in the sense of what happens for a lot of people when they say they can't go to sleep at a certain time, or they're not tired at night, or they have poor sleep, is your body thrives on this circadian rhythm. It's hard wired into our brain and our physiology. And so sometimes your circadian rhythm is shifted. And circadian rhythm just means like, when do I wake up and when do I go to sleep? So if it's working properly and you've attuned it correctly for you, you'll get up naturally. You won't be too groggy. And then let's say you wake up at like 6:30 in the morning, for example. Then if that happens and your circadian rhythm is locked in, then you'll naturally start to get really tired at around 9, 10 o'clock. I mean, that's how it is for me. As my friends always joke, and Aaron even always jokes, I am a grandma. 9 o'clock and I'm ready to go to sleep. So it gets a little problematic when I have to do the live show. I'm always the one like going, okay, come on, it's time. Let's go. We got to get going. But anyway, so how do we do that? The number one thing you can do is whenever you wake up in the morning, you want to get a certain amount of sunlight or light as soon as you wake up or as soon as possible. So if you wake up when the sun is already up, what you're going to do is you want to go, if you can, you want to go outside and get direct sunlight. Now, be very careful. You don't want to look directly into the sun. If at any moment the light that's hitting your eye is too strong and you're wincing in pain or discomfort, please don't do that. You don't want to damage your retina, okay? So just keep that in mind. But you're going to be taking in into your eyes sunlight. So one thing that he suggested, and I've done it already to measure it, is you can download a free app on your Android if you're not a cult member, or your iPhone, because you are a cult member, a light meter. So in Android, it's called Lux, L-U-X. In Apple, I think it is called Light Meter. And so what you're going to do is that measures the amount of light you're getting, and it's measured in units of lux. So what you're targeting is 100,000 lux before 9 a.m. So I'll say that again. You want to get a total of 100,000 lux before 9 a.m. Because after that, it doesn't matter. It's called the dead zone. It's too late. You missed your opportunity to set your circadian rhythm, and you'll have to try it the next day. So before 9 a.m., you want to get a total of 100,000 lux of light. So in my case, I wake up between 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning every morning. I will go out, and I have this access to this lanai, so I would actually go out and I will find the sun and I'll let it hit me. So again, I'm not staring directly into the light. Don't look into the light. What? Where is that from? Is that from Poltergeist? Well, I wouldn't know. I don't watch scary movies. But anyway, yeah. So I've measured it. If you're getting the direct sunlight, you basically have to do it for like a minute or 2 minutes, because it's like over 100,000 lux. But let's say, for instance, and you should go outside. Like, just getting it through a window dramatically drops the amount of lux that actually hit your eyes. So getting outside direct sunlight is best, not through a window. But let's say you wake up really early in the morning, before the sun is up. So you can still do this, and you should do what I'm going to tell you, because you, of all people, you need it even more, because your body's like, whoa, what's going on? How come we're up before the sun? So what you want to do is, pandemic time, right? Most of us have a ring light. So what you want to do is you're going to take that light meter or the Lux app, and you're going to turn your ring light on and figure out like how close you can get. You want to get pretty close. Again, if it gets uncomfortable for that light is too strong in your eye, you want to back up enough. So I kind of did it for my ring light, and it's about like this close where it's not uncomfortable to my eyes, but it's going into my photoreceptors in my eyes. Measure it. And so, like, for instance, if the light at that distance is about, let's say, 10,000 lux, what that means is if you want to make sure you lock in your 100,000 lux, so that's, well, what is that, 10 minutes. You're going to sit and stare at this thing. Well, not stare, but look into the light. I keep thinking that's like a look into the light. Anyway, 10 minutes, okay? So whatever that lux meter is saying, that light meter is saying, you're going to calculate how many minutes that is to get you to the 100,000. So according to the research, or from the podcast, I have not read the research myself, so take that with a grain of salt, but according to the research that was stated in the podcast, That is how you set your circadian rhythm. Why is that important? Because that is how you start getting proper sleep. And like we said, sleep is the foundation for everything. It's the foundation for success. It's the foundation for performance, well-being, health, everything. So try that out. And remember, it's always what are the two things about the key components of success is patience and consistency. So keep that in mind. You might not see, it might not make you tired that day. But try it. Try it for 2 weeks. Right? Every day, I'm going to go get my light, the amount of light I need. It's worked for me, but granted, that's anecdotal, right? But again, if you're waking up way before the sun is up, you of all people do need to try this out. You owe it to yourself to try and get that optimal sleep. Because it affects everything. That's what I wanted to share for this mini-sode. If you have any questions, you know, you can always hit us up, swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. And you can always get your merch at the sleeptimesover.com website. Check out the live show every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at Workplay Hawaii. I keep saying Workplay Hawaii because that's the Instagram handle. It's at Workplay in Kaka'ako. It's a great place. Even for people that don't drink like me. And I guess that's it. If you have any questions, like I said, contact us. But otherwise, I appreciate you tuning in. And we will see you in the next week. Wash your damn hands.